The patient showed multiple autoantibodies, including cytoplasmic ANCA, antiproteinase 3, rheumatoid factor, and anti-beta 2 glycoprotein I. Blood culture was positive for viridin streptococcus, and renal biopsy revealed glomerulonephritis and interstitial nephritis. Endocarditis caused by viridin streptococci, ANCA-associated vasculitis, and congenital ventricular septal defect. In addition to effective antibiotics, he also received twice intravenous corticosteroids and intravenous immunoglobulin therapy, and a low dose of cyclophosphamide. At last, the patient received congenital ventricular septal defect repair and debridement. The abnormal clinical manifestations, including renal failure and loss of strength, recovered rapidly with corticosteroid therapy in addition to antibiotic treatment. After 6 months without any medications, he remained asymptomatic and was able to live normally. In this case, with endocarditis and ANCA-associated vasculitis, we highlighted the importance of biopsy and immunosuppressive therapy. Histopathologic examination is required for diagnosis and treatment in such case. Identifying patients who have endocarditis and ANCA positivity with vasculitis pathologic features will require corticosteroid and immunosuppressives in addition to the antibiotics therapy.